This week, you described the federal COVID relief funds as a new deal for our generation and a commitment to equity. So first, just why the focus on equity?
So we've done a lot of thinking about what this $108 million, the over $1 billion that the state has gotten and approximately $108 million that Newcastle County is getting. What does that mean? What is it for? There are hundreds of pages of regulations and other law statute about how to spend these resources, but how do we look at it in a way that's meaningful to people of the county? There are a lot of different directions we can go with this. The CARES Act, last year's stimulus, we really saw it as an emergency package to keep our community healthy, both physically, mentally, economically, basically to survive through a very difficult time. We think this stimulus, this American Rescue Plan, is really something different. It's about taking a look at where our community is in light of COVID, and as the president likes to say, build back better. I think there's nowhere that the problems and issues of COVID have been evident as with inequity within our community. As I said at our press event, a virus attacks the human body all in the same way, but COVID, this pandemic, has not attacked every community in our county, in our state, in our country the same way. And the reason is existing inequities, as you will, social preconditions. And so what we can do now as we emerge from this pandemic is work on some of those social preconditions. It's very hard. Simply standing up at a press conference and announcing some allocations of funding, some investments in important programs is not enough to address these social preconditions, but we believe it's an important first step.
So part of this process with the American Rescue Plan funds was, a process of public engagement where you sought input as to how your constituents want the money spent. What did you hear through that process?
One thing we heard is that there needs to be an emphasis on equity, on jobs, and on housing. Almost every recommendation that we received, most comments in public forums, and we held over 30 meetings, five or six different committees. County Council had their own committee meetings. Almost every comment in there could be categorized as needing to address problems of equity, needing to address jobs, and needing to address housing in our community. And that's why we've set up those three pillars of our ARPA investments.
So you announced several million dollars will go towards something called the Building Better Communities Initiative. What will this do?
So what the Building Better Communities Initiative will do is we're setting up a commission on hopeful communities that is establishing recommendations. The goals are to reduce violence and increase community engagement in underserved neighborhoods through Newcastle County. There are many places across our county that are thriving economically, thriving in terms of parks and open spaces, thriving in terms of job and housing market, and things are working as they should. In fact, I would say that's the case for the majority of the population of Newcastle County, but there are certain underserved neighborhoods where violence rates are totally unacceptable for 2021, where the unemployment rate is totally unacceptable for an advanced economy, where health outcomes, all sorts of savings and wealth metrics are really not where they should be. And these are hard problems. It's taken really hundreds of years for us as a community to get to where we are today. But we're going to start to try and turn the corner on many of those.
You also announced a focus on environmental justice. What can the county really do in this space?
That's what we're looking at. We haven't fully fleshed out everything. There are clearly, when you just look at land use, literally from a 30,000 foot level at a map across our community, you see a shortage of open spaces and parks in lower served neighborhoods and in lower income neighborhoods. You see a risk of environmental liability, sometimes at a nuisance level and sometimes more serious than that. Some of those issues and some of those neighborhoods are right on the Route 9 corridor where we made our announcement of the focus on equity And we're going to be looking at various projects. There are a number of ideas that have been proposed to us, and we're going to look at each one and see what makes sense for investment of the taxpayer dollar.
So we've covered the massive investment in housing that the county has planned for these funds. You also announced a focus on workforce development. Can you tell me more? What will that look like?
The state had announced a few weeks ago a $50 million investment from its stimulus funds. Our goal with our investment in workforce is not to replicate anything the state is doing. We don't want two governments that are kind of tripping over each other. What we're looking at now is that, in addition to sort of your standard workforce development programs to teach people the trades, the construction industry is booming in many ways, to teach people coding from a young age, because so that they can get into software development and networking job opportunities, which are really plentiful in today's market. A lot of the challenges in employment today have to do with other things outside of sort of the traditional job training, where people may have problems with their family or with their personal relations. They might have issues with housing. They might have medical or disability issues. They might have difficulty accessing other public resources that are available to them. So we're talking now with one group that may potentially provide sort of wraparound services, so that, just as an idea, we're not 100% sure we're going to move forward with this now, but potentially those enrolled in state programs in Newcastle County and state workforce development programs could also enroll in the county program as a supplement to get wraparound services, so that if you're having additional difficulty sticking in a job or in a career, you can get assistance with that.
I'm curious, did you look into whether you could do direct payments? You know, if your goal is really just to tackle inequities within the county and, you know, relieve poverty, why not just give people money?
So it's a good question. We did not look at direct payments, because if you do some, or I can say we did, but if you look at basic math, you're talking about $108 million. Even if you used every dollar of that on direct payments, you have about 600,000 people. You're looking at less than $200 per person. I just don't think that that's something meaningful to address the kind of problems we see. We think more targeted assistance makes more sense.
Okay, and also in terms of how you're allowed to use the money, I know you said that this is an effort to get to those underlying inequities that produce the disparate impacts of the virus that we've seen. But things like, you know, environmental justice or strengthening business corridors that were struggling pre-pandemic, you know, are these things really related to the pandemic?
So that is a very complex question. The short answer is no. Of course, every sort of business challenge right now has not been caused by the pandemic. What we're looking at more is, what are the preconditions? What was going on in our community that caused the pandemic to be so lethal in certain communities? And what can we do to address those preconditions? What can we do to address the fact that, particularly in lower income communities, so few people have a primary care provider? So many families rely on the emergency room as their primary care. It's not as simple as it seems. There's a shortage of primary care physicians in our county, for example. And looking at some of those issues and seeing what we can do on a comprehensive basis to address some of those preconditions that we think made COVID-19 particularly deadly in certain communities of our county.
So the next steps, your administration plans to give a full budget for the American Rescue Plan funding to County Council soon. What are the next steps to getting this equity agenda implemented?
So I have believed from day one of my administration, number one, in democracy, that my job as executive is to propose things to the legislative branch. There are thousands, probably tens of thousands of governments across the country getting this federal stimulus. Many of them, the executive is standing up declaring how the money will be spent, and that's how it's being spent. It was important to me with the CARES Act dollars. It's also important to me with these American Rescue Plan dollars, that the funding does go to county council for approval. And so we are the next step is that we bring a budget for this equity agenda and our American Rescue Plan Act investments to county council. I believe right now it's slated to be voted on at their November 9th meeting. And then the hard part starts, implementation. Because as I have always said, this is not about investing, standing up, having a press event, announcing an investment of dollars and walking away. It's about achieving certain outcomes. And I imagine there are some things we're going to do well and some things not so well. And we got to work on emphasizing our dollars and our taxpayer investments in those things that are working.